All right, welcome back. Who's talking? On a little early tonight because of the Virginia Tech basketball game. The pregame show for them will start at 6:30, so we got to get out of here by then. So the Merry Christmas edition of Who's Talking started at 5:30 tonight. We have former Cavalier and longtime TV analyst, friend of the program and friend of Hubble and Frank, Dan Bonner, on the line. And Dan, again, we appreciate your hanging with us. Let me ask you this. If somebody appointed you as the czar of college basketball, are there any rule changes you would institute that might make the game better?
I would get rid of that dang charge, Jim. I think that they had the right idea when they started last year, talking about how if you drove to the basket, it was much more difficult to get a charge. Most of those things were blocks. Then the coaches got upset about it, and so they gradually backed off on it all year last year. And now they've gone back to the old rules, so you can't drive to the basket without committing a charge. And that's my one pet peeve. That's what I would get rid of. I think if the referees just called every one of those dang things a block, people would stop trying to take the charges, and the game would be much better for it.
Another thought, there's been much discussion about the shot clock. Should they shorten the shot clock?
Frank, I am not a fan of that particular move, and I'll tell you why. Years ago, I was talking to an ACC baseball coach, a pitching coach, and I was asking the ACC pitching coach about the difference between wooden bats and metal bats. And what he said to me was, in college baseball, almost nobody, maybe three or four guys on each team, is ever going to play professional baseball at any level. So if we had wooden bats in college, we would just have very bad minor league baseball. And that's the way I feel about the 24-second shot clock. You put a 24-second shot clock in college basketball, almost nobody, even though we talk about everybody going to the NBA, the percentage of players who are going to go to the NBA is very, very minimal. And so what you're going to have is not bad NBA basketball with a 24-second shot clock. You're going to have bad D-League basketball. And so I think the college game is great with the 35-second shot clock. I would not want to change it. I think they need to make changes in the rules, like getting rid of that stupid charge when guys are trying to drive to the basket, getting rid of people hanging and bumping and everything, allow offenses to flow a little bit, and then I don't think you have any problem with a shot clock.
Keep in mind, Mr. Bonner was trying to draw a charge every time he went on the defensive end of the floor. So maybe
keep in mind that I was grabbing and holding and pushing, and so I understand that. But that was the only way I could play. But I don't think that helps the game of college basketball at this moment. It helped 4 years ago, but it doesn't help. Now, Jim, you know as well as I do that 40 years ago, you go back and you look at the scores, we didn't have a shot clock at all. And we didn't have a three-point line, yet the games, the scores were 85 to 80 and 78 to 77.
I have my theory on that in that the teams play to the shot clock now. You know, there's a lot of half-court defense and run the half-court, whereas back in the old days, teams, in order to force tempo, did a lot of full-court pressure and just sped up the game. But speaking of the college basketball, UCLA gets 7. Harvard got 8 in the first half over the weekend. Are the defenses that good, or can guys not shoot anymore?
Yes. I think, Jim, I mean, for heaven's sakes, think back to your college basketball career and how much time that we spent watching tape. Of course, we didn't have tape. It was watching film. You would get a scouting report on a team, but basically you just went out and played basketball. Now, given the technology that's available, these teams, they know every play that every team runs. These kids now, the players, they get DVDs from video coordinators, and the DVD, okay, I'm going to guard Joe Brown, and Joe Brown, I have a DVD with Joe Brown that has every offensive move he's made all season long. So teams know what the other team is going to do. They do everything they can to try to take that away. So there's so much preparation that goes on, it's hard to do anything. So, yes, the defenses are better, but no, people are now recruited to play basketball because they are athletes in the way the term is defined today. 40 years ago, an athlete was somebody who could play baseball and play basketball and do other things very well with other sports. Now it's somebody who can run really fast and is really quick and can jump high. And so coaches recruit athletes because they can play, teach them to play defense. But a lot of these guys, they couldn't hit the ocean if they fell out of the boat.
All right, Dan, we have about a minute before we go to the bottom of the hour break. Well, in this case, top of the hour break. Looking at the ACC overall, assuming Virginia, Duke, and Louisville hold their form, okay, who do you see challenging to be in the semifinals this year in the ACC tournament, which will still be in Greensboro?
Assuming that those teams hold their form, my pick for the fourth one in the semifinals would actually be Notre Dame.
Okay.
I think that they're, you know, having Jaren Grant back has really helped them. I think North Carolina doesn't really shoot the ball well enough, so I think they might struggle in certain situations. But Notre Dame can score, and so my pick would be Notre Dame.
Dan, Merry Christmas. We got to run top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. We'll have you back.
All right, guys, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Take
All right,
care, Dan.
Dan Bonner, stay with us. We'll be back after the top of the hour break with more of Who's Talking.